8. Design appreciation.
设计评鉴。
2. Interpreted and understood.
Listen to the following passage and fill in the blanks.
The difference between art and design lies in how the messages of each are interpreted by their respective audiences. Although an artist sets out to convey a viewpoint or emotion, that is not to say that the viewpoint or emotion has a single meaning. Art connects with people in different ways because it's interpreted differently. For example, Da Vinci's Mona Lisa has been interpreted and discussed for many years. Just why is she smiling? Scientists say it's an illusion created by your peripheral vision. Romantics say she is in love. Skeptics say there is no reason. None of them are wrong. Design is the very opposite. Many will say that if a design can be interpreted at all, it has failed in its purpose. The fundamental purpose of design is to communicate a message and motivate the viewer to do something. If your design communicates a message other than the one you intended, and your viewer goes and does something based on that other message, then it has not met its requirement. With a good piece of design, the designer's exact message is understood by the viewer. 3. The appreciation of awarded designs. Listen to the passage and then match each design with its appreciation.
The Batavus City bike is designed by Von Berlo. The frame saves manufacturing time since the biggest parts of the frame are made from a single piece of bent aluminum. The design is inspired by an unfolded paperclip. The design shows how Siemens Cook Range sports a novel disc control interface. The control knobs are actually magnetic and can be detached. The benefit is twofold, allowing easy cleaning and making the range safe for toddlers. When not in use, the magnetic knobs can be stowed away, making the range impossible to turn on. Just don't lose them. The Yeti jacket, so named for obvious reasons, was lauded for its incredible warmth and lightness. The piping is arranged carefully to allow lateral movement. Notice how, for a right-handed person, the jacket's chest seams move with him as he reaches down and across his body. For the Ergon Biocork bike grip, the designers spent time honing the shape to reduce hand stress, but they lavished care on the materials as well to make sure they were all renewable. 5. Dieter Rams, Brown, versus Jonathan Ive, Apple. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Jonathan Ive, the boy from Chingford who is now Senior Vice President of Industrial Design at Apple, has given style to a family of machines that has changed the way the world thinks. Taking a look into Ive's philosophy reveals much about Apple and the way the company and its products think. However, what most people don't know is that there's another man whose products are at the heart of Ive's design philosophy, an influence that permeates every single product at Apple, from hardware to user interface design. That man is Dieter Rams, and his old designs for Brown during the 50s and 60s in the 20th century hold all the clues not only for past and present Apple products, but their future as well. When you look at the Brown products by Dieter Rams, many of them at New York's MoMA, and compare them to Ive's works at Apple, you can clearly see the similarities in their philosophies way beyond the sparse use of color, the selection of materials, and how the products are shaped around the function with no artificial design, keeping the design honest. This passion for simplicity and honest design that is always declared by Ive whenever he's interviewed or appears in a promo video is at the core of Dieter Rams' 10 principles for good design. Good design is innovative. Good design makes a product useful. Good design is aesthetic. Good design helps us to understand a product. Good design is unobtrusive. Good design is honest. Good design has longevity. Good design is consequent to the last detail. Good design is concerned with the environment. Good design is as little design as possible. Ive's inspiration on Rahm's design principle goes beyond the philosophy and gets straight into a direct homage to real products created decades ago. Amazing pieces of industrial design still remain fresh today. True classics have survived the test of time. The similarities between products from Brown and Apple are sometimes uncanny. Others more subtle, but there's always a common root that provides a new Apple objects not only with a beautiful simplicity, but also with a close familiarity. Some people will probably call these examples a rip-off, but in a world where industrial design and art are constantly being recycled into new work, Apple's product can be regarded as a great evolution to classic concepts. 6. Red Dot Design Award and its assessment criteria. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The Red Dot Design Award is arguably the most important design award given in the world today. It is awarded by the Design Zentrum, Nordrhein-Westfalen, a German organization. Since 1955, the Red Dot Design Award has been awarded to recipients from all over the world. The Red Dot Design Awards set out its mission to facilitate an appropriate design of the environment for the public at large. Its mission was broad and challenging. Rather than simply seeking profit, it was to try to make the environment in the world more beautiful, to help Germany's export market recover, and to promote simple and clear design aesthetics. In fact, part of its foundation was as a protest against the uglification of the world. There are three awards that make up the larger Red Dot Design Awards. The original award, the Product Design Award, is probably the best known of these. It allows competitors in a wide range of manufacturing design, including car design, furniture design, and appliance design. Product design also includes a Design Team Award, which seeks to acknowledge truly exceptional design teams. Past winners include the design teams at BMW and Apple Computers. Communication Design is a more recent design award, which was established in 1993. The Communication Award is given for non-manufacturing fields of design, such as advertising, sound design, and corporate design. Although other prestigious awards exist for most of these fields, the Red Dot name nonetheless gives this award a certain amount of cachet. The most recent of the Red Dot Design Awards is the Design Concept Award. This is given for entire conceptual designs, not just specific products or product lines. This award was established in 2005 and so has not had much time to make a name for itself in the world. However, as few larger conceptual awards exist, it is already a coveted award. Design is relevant to various spheres of life. Therefore, designers, as well as manufacturers, were called up to submit their works for different categories of the Red Dot Award. There is hardly any design that cannot be submitted and potentially be awarded. Whether designs are awarded a Red Dot is decided by a panel of independent, renowned experts who are luminaries in their respective area of expertise and therefore contribute significantly to the quality of the competition. They set high standards for the assessment of the submissions and consider different criteria in their decisions. Some important aspects include the degree of innovation, functionality, and ecological compatibility. However, this does not mean a product needs to meet all the assessment criteria to be awarded. The criteria serve as a guideline, and some characteristics are given more weight than others.